Welcome, all of you, to Grace Church, the church where Dolina and Joe, when he was not in college and away, worshiped for 13 years every Sunday. Dolina is sitting right over there where David is now, surrounded by a sea of children. So we are so happy to be able to worship here in this space. The celebration is going to continue after this one. We're going downstairs. We invite you to join us for light refreshments. There is a speaker system set up that Adam has set up for us. And we will hoping to invite those of you who want to say some more things about Dolina to share that during our time together. So please do come downstairs and join us. Today, we do have overflow seating with the video and the sound available right here in our parlor. So if for any reason you have to step out or want to step out, or please just go right through these double doors or through these double doors into the parlor. There are chairs already set up with a screen, and you can see everything that's going on, and you can hear everything that's going on. We're here to celebrate a remarkable life. If you're able, I invite you to stand as we celebrate or sit as we celebrate. We gather together to celebrate a life that has touched so many others. Although we mourn and grieve, we do so in memory of her abundant love. We remember Dolina as a woman full of life. We remember her as a woman of many talents, wondrous accomplishments, and of many stories. We gather today to share these stories. She was kind and caring, full of empathy and love. She had a brilliant mind, an infectious sense of humor, and a heart full of love. She was a lover of music, words, and stories. She loved Scotland, a fine cold glass of iced tea, and a relaxed evening immersed in a new book. She was a civil servant, a defender of Dallas County. She was called to help those around her. She was a role model, a teacher, and an inspiration to all of us, a reminder of the good in the world. She was a beautiful daughter, a beloved sister, and a mother to so many. She lives on in the countless lives she touched, through the friendships she had and the children she taught. She lives on in our hearts, our memories, and our actions.
Thank you.
Please be seated. The first scripture reading this morning is Matthew 19, verses 13 and 14. Then little children were being brought to him in order that he might lay hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And now, some of Dolina's children.
Hello, my name is Joffrey. I'm 12 years old and I'm in the 7th grade. Stolien was a great person. I've known her for as long as I can remember. If it weren't for her, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. When I was a kid, she took me to pre-K and back home for 2 years because my parents worked all day and didn't have the time. She also took me and my family places like the eye doctor and dentist whenever we needed it. She started buying me books at a young age, and that's why I think is the reason that I love to read, and so I'm thankful for that. If you ever needed help or advice, she will be there for you. Dolina was an amazing and kind person and will always live on in our hearts. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Cynthia. I am 8 years old and I am in 3rd grade. I am going to read this letter I wrote to Miss Dolina. Dear Miss Dolina, it's me, Cynthia, from your Sunday school morning class. I miss you so much. I'm a big girl now. I can sing, I can read, and I can dance. You left me without saying goodbye. I am writing you to tell you that it's okay. I know you can hear me. My mom missed you. We pray for you every day at home. I still remember that day I learned to read a Bible in your class. I remember the story of the baby Moses. I remember all the Christmas stories. You were my best friend. We have so much memories together. We missed you so much. We loved you so much. Keep praying for us and Joe. God bless you. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Dale. I am in the 4th grade. I wrote a letter to Ms. Dolina in heaven. Dear Ms. Dolina, I miss you. I want you to know how does heaven looks like. Does it look like your Sunday school class? Because if it does, I am happy for you. I miss your morning Sunday school class. I know I gave you a hard time, but you forgive me a million times. You were my best friend. You were my only godmother. You gave me everything. I am going to miss you around. I promise I will take care of myself. Don't worry, Ms. Dolina. I will just be fine. Pray for me and Joe. Thank you, Ms. Dolina. We love you so much. God bless you. It's me, Dale.
Thank you, children and choir. You can sing that anthem every Sunday as far as I'm concerned. Wow. Well, I'm Chuck Cox. I was pastor here from 1995 to 2008. And so we're privileged to be the pastor when Dolina joined here in 2004, 2005. We're not sure exactly the date, but right around then. And so I got to work with her for three and a half years. And it is such a privilege today to speak up here. If I asked everybody to raise their hand whose lives have been touched in a wonderful and positive way by Dolina, all the hands would go up. And yet we don't have 24 hours for everybody to come up here and stand. So I am privileged to offer what I can of the memories of my time as her pastor and my thanksgiving for having known her. Three things I will always remember. Of course, it's three things. I'm a retired preacher, after all. Three things. And the first thing is going to surprise you. It goes back to October 9th, 2009. I had already retired a year before. But Dolina, maybe thanks to Mark and Jacqueline, found out that I was a big U2 fan. Yes, me, U2 fan. My favorite rock band of all time. And they were coming to AT&T Stadium. And she wondered if her retired pastor would like to go and hear U2. And I said, amen to that. And so I got to go to that stadium that night for an unforgettable night of music with Mark and Jacqueline and Delina. And we rocked. We rocked for however many hours it went on. And it helped me to see another side of Dolina. Now, Joel, you grew up with a woman who loved music and took you to every concert in town, right? And so that was my night to enjoy that side of her. She loved art. She loved reading. My goodness, you know that. More of a reader than anybody I've ever heard of. And I celebrate that with her because as you think about how challenging and difficult life is, isn't it wonderful that we have something like music that touches the very depth of our soul and enlivens us to life and love and beauty? Dolina loved music. Secondly, you know this. First one might have surprised you. She had an absolute passion for justice. There was just a sense of incredible determination in her that we fight for the right, that we do what is necessary to let people have a fair shake in life, that we be for justice for every human being, everyone, everywhere. This conviction in her was so powerful, a steely determination to help others. Because although we can't help 6 billion people on this planet, we can help some. And that some for her was huge in the numbers of people she helped achieve a measure of justice. Well, there I am with Jean and Francine and baby Chiza. I'll never forget this. It's the summer of 06. And we had Central Dallas Ministries making possible a summer program to give out free sack lunches to whoever showed up. And so we publicized it and looked forward to a ministry in the summer to help hungry children have a good meal. And she was one of the first to be here to coordinate it at noontime. And I was talking to her, and we were looking forward to hoping some kids would show up. Well, it was kind of a disappointment because nobody came. And so we had all these lunches, and it's about 11:45, noon, and she and I were talking, and I'll never forget this sight because there you were walking in the parking lot right outside the church. I think you were either going into the refugee services or from refugee services. You see, folks, this building right here used to be Refugee Services of North Texas. Every family that came in through that agency would come right to that building. And so we were blessed with many refugee families coming in our property. And she said, I wonder if that family could use something to eat. And so began a passionate ministry for justice that touched I don't know how many families. What is harder than trying to help settle a person? It's hard because of language. It's hard because there's a government bureaucracy that has rules that must be met by people who are confused and disoriented. And it requires incredible determination and patience. Dolina had both and more. And so she found her niche along with many other things she did. She didn't stop doing open door preschool and other ministries here, but she began to minister to families. And our church was impacted in a powerful way by children and youth as well as parents who came to Grace Church. and said, "This place feels like home." How could it feel that way? Dolina Westergaard. Thirdly and lastly, you know what this one is. She finally knew that life is mostly about love. It just comes down to that, folks. There's so many things that stand in the way of our remembering that every minute of every day we live, but that is what it finally comes down to. And this is a person filled with love. It takes love to do what she did. I always wondered, how does Dolina work as a highly responsible member of the district attorney's staff as an attorney, dealing with cases extremely complex that require a lot of intellectual energy to figure them out and to move to court sometimes if necessary? How does she find time to seemingly give all her time to these kids and families? I don't know. Judith, I don't know. It was a miracle to see what she did in really having two full-time jobs at once. District attorney and ministry to families in need. And it's that love that made her every morning, I would go up to Sunday school with Christina, see her sitting in that classroom. First one there, right, Christina? Always the first. Waiting for the arrival of the first child in the first and second grade class to shower love and attention upon that child and every other children, all the other children in that class. I see her before the elevator is finished laboring to climb those stairs. It was not easy. But she had to get up there to be with her kids. I see her sitting outside this church door out here after church on little stoop there as she was surrounded by children continuing her work of care and attention and love. And then, as Joe mentioned, and by the way, this has to be the best obituary ever, Nancy and Guy, will you convey that to the person who wrote this? Her name is Amber Friend. Joe says, when I see her driving the van. She drove the van for 10 years, picking up kids, taking them this place and that place, and always being there for them. And folks, this is a person not in very good health, not in very good health, but what energy she did have, she devoted to loving and caring and living out the calling of God upon her life. I am humbled by this person. 34 years a minister, I can honestly say I've never seen anything like it. She's an amazing saint. She also liked to joke around and have fun, but folks, this is something else. She's amazing. And we can be thankful for the life of Dolina Westergaard. Will you bow with me in prayer? God, we're all sitting here right now just thinking about Dolina and how she touched our lives. And no, we're not going to forget her. We'll forget her. Hopefully we can kind of be inspired by her to look at our priorities, see how we're living our life, to know that really, yeah, justice and love are the most important things. And maybe we can do better with your help. And so today we thank you for her. And she's with you now forever. And we thank you for the life of Dolina Westergaard. Amen.
My name is John Takabulimbo. I have known Dorina for a very long time. She was my sister and like a mother to my children. When we held a lot of great memory together. People who attend this church knows who this beautiful sister was to me. When I heard that she passed away, it was the biggest shock for my life. Nothing prepared for it. I live day by day wondering who I will get through it. And then I remember that she will always be with me. She gave me hope. She gave me life. I own her so much. I'll forever be grateful for everything she did for me and for my family. She sacrificed all of to my family since I met her in 2007. My heart is still in pain and sadness. It had been a month since she passed away. I am still wondering how am I going to live without her around. She was my best friend a long time, and I will miss her forever. So, me and my family, I will not forget Dorina in our life. Thank you so much. God bless you.
My name is Kalonji Nunda. On my daughter's birthday, it's also the day Dorina passed away. In the 4 years of knowing Dolena, I have seen her work directly for the benefit of others. Especially children's education was of utmost importance to her. She never grew tired of helping out whenever she could. She was a wonderful teacher. At this point, she is no longer with us. Death will never leave any human being. Our ancestors never escaped death. It is something that is waiting for all of us. I hope that through the example she sets for us, we can all see how to help one another and leave a wonderful legacy like Dolena has left us all. Her legacy was to be the spring from which the water flows to become the great river of our lives. Dolena, who would rather be here helping our children, has answered God's call. Farewell. Farewell. Farewell, Dolena. May your breath remain among those who are victorious in the world, and may your soul rest in peace. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Claudine Ndiho. I'm from Burundi. Miss Dolena was a good friend of mine since 2012. She was a very patient and kind. She cared greatly for every soul on earth. She was very beautiful, both inside and out, from her long hair to her angelic personality. She was an angel on earth, and now she's an angel in heaven. It was so important to her that everyone around her was happy and loved. She made the world a better place for many people in my African community. Dolena, thank you for all you have done for me. Your strength and courage simply amazed me. I will never forget your kindness and generosity and all that you have done for my family and friends. We have been praying for you and Joe. God bless you. Thank you.
Good evening again. My name is Amir Deng. I'm a Sudanese lady. I'm African. Today is very sad and heavy next day for me. I'm crying and I'm celebrating the life of Ms. Dolena. I know Ms. Dolena for 3 years. The time I met her, she was so kindful to all African people. And for me to represent myself to her today, my kid miss Ms. Dolena, and my kid love Ms. Dolena for the work that she did to all children that are representing before here. They bring my kid to school and she helped me a lot for that and some word of advice. And people that leave their country and come here to America, they don't know what they're doing and some they have learned through you guys here. And Ms. Dolena is one person that helped all refugees, African people, and humankind. She's so beautiful in heart. She's so kindly to everybody. She looks all people the same, blood. No matter there's a black color or red color or blue color or whatever color is created by God, she loves everyone. So today I'm crying because I'm not gonna see her again. But my son has a dream saying, my mom, Miss Delina, will not die. Miss Delina, he's in heaven. And God can bring Miss Delina back like Lazarus was dying and Lazarus was get up. That's a word of my son Ding. He's now in kindergarten and he will be missing Miss Delina. Joe and Mary and the family of Miss Delina, we are the part of the family today. Think that Miss Delina is somebody known all over the world. It's not only Dallas County. And I will not forget of her, and I know in my life I put her in prayers. I know I spend a lot of time. I'm sorry for that. But the little time that I met her, she's good. She can do whatever we need, and that's why we are here this evening. So, Ms. Delina, I will pray for you. Thank you, Lord, for Ms. Delina. We hope she is in your right hand. Handle her. Give her a word of what she did to all of us in the world. Today is the last day for us to forget or remembering her in our life. We will not forget her in whatever she did. Hand her life in your right hand. Bless the family. Bless everybody that she helped. Let us get another way that we can get blessings. You have so many hands. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I'm praying.
My name is Chiza Izagiri. I'm 11 years old and I'm in the sixth grade. Ms. Delina was always like a second mom to me. She was the best godmother. She gave me what I needed and wanted. There were great moments that I will never forget. For example, when I was 4 years old, she promised to take me to the pumpkin house. She suddenly forgot about the promise because she had lots of children to take care of. I wanted to be the special one, so I had to keep reminding her about the promise every time I saw a pumpkin. She finally took me with other children. She told me, Chiza, I'll never make any promise with you again. I found it to be very funny because before we even reached my home, she made another promise to me to go to the movies. I'm going to read a little letter I wrote to her. I wrote for her. Dear Ms. Delina, it's me, Chiza. I think about you every day, and I know you can hear me. There are so many questions that I have for you. I have so many memories of us. And each day I wish I could relive them all over again. I often wonder if you knew how much you meant to me. And I always hope that I'm making you proud. There's a lot of things that we won't get to experience together. It still breaks my heart. I wish you were there to see me graduate from high school and from college. I wish you were there to see me walk across the stage and get my diploma. You're one of the reasons that I worked so hard in school since I was in the first grade, and you will continue to push me to do the best I can. You taught me how to say thank you. You taught me how to read a Bible in your Sunday school class. You taught me how to be a good student. You taught me how to obey and respect my elders. Finally, you taught me the Lord's Prayer. Thank you, Delina. Please keep praying for all of us, Andrew, Chiza.
Hello, my name is Mikado, and I'm 11 years old. I am in sixth grade. I can't begin to express how hard it is for me to stand here before you and give my last respects to my loving godmother, Miss Delina. I would like to say a few words about my best friend, my godmother, Miss Delina. Delina and I have been friends since I was a little boy. 3 years old. She has always been there when I needed her and will miss her dearly. She was a hardworking, intelligent, caring, and very thoughtful person. She was very close to many families and had a lot of people who cared about her. Whenever I was feeling down and needed a friend to lean on, she was there for me. I still remember sitting down in her Sunday school morning class and talking about everything. She would pick me and read a verse in the Bible. I'm going to miss her a lot. She was so important to me and to my family. Thank you for everything, Dolina. God bless you.
Hello, my name is Jackson Begrona, and I'm 14 years old, and I'm a freshman at Luna Secondary. I have known Ms. Luna ever since I was four. I was a very little boy. She has never missed any of my birthdays. She has always been there for me and my family. She was one of the most amazing persons that God sent to us. She spent her life caring for others. She was everything to many children. She has spent Christmas, Thanksgiving, and many holidays with us. We were her family. She cares deeply for every child she knew. She did not care whether you belong to the church or not. She had the kindest heart to anyone. She was my hero, and I'm going to miss her around. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Josephine Kalonji. I'm 16 years old, and I'm a junior at Uplift Luna Prep Secondary. I've known Mr. Lina since 2013, 6 weeks after arriving in the United States. It has been an honor meeting a person like Mr. Lina, who has always been a unique, inspirational, irresistible, a strong woman, a teacher, and overall, a mother to many of us. Personally, when I think of Mr. Lina, I think of God in many ways. She was a mother to more than 100 people, and she has never treated others differently. She has always emphasized that one's background isn't a barrier to one's success. As a result, she would prioritize our education, health, and safety. Most of the time, she would be that person who thought about others before herself. I remember when my family and I visited her at the hospital before the day of the surgery, one of the last words I heard from her were, "Live your life normally as though nothing has happened to me, and in God's grace, everything will be fine." Of course, her leaving us has never made everything fine. But God has done his work, and I am nobody to go against him. All I can do is do my best to follow up what Ms. Selena has always done to see us succeed. I'm going to miss her. I know that she's in a better place and God is taking care of her. She's in a beautiful place doing what she will always do here on earth. We will always miss Ms. Selena.
My name is Giselle Nibimpa. I'm 11 years old, and I am in the sixth grade at Uplift Luna Secondary. Ms. Dolina is an important person to me and to my siblings. When I was 5 years old, when I first met her, I was 5 years old. She was helping my brother get into middle school, and then she started helping me. She was always happy to see me. She cared about me, and she always wanted to know how I was doing at school. She was all about loving and caring. When she was in the hospital, I wrote her a note that says, "You help us a lot. Now it is time for us to help you." She smiled at me and said, "Giselle, I am proud of you. I am sad that I didn't get my chance to help her." I said, but I knew she didn't forget me. "Thank you, Ms. Dolina, for everything. We love you. We love you, and you will be missed a lot. Thank you."
Hi. Hello, my name is Denise Iracoze. I am 13 in the 8th grade at Upleft Luna Secondary Middle School. Miss Alina was an amazing woman. She was very caring with a big, loving heart. She was an angel to me. She was gorgeous, loving, supportive, and always put other people before him. She was charitable, giving, considerate, and kind. She was my hero, my godmother, who everyone would wish to have. I am going to miss her. I'm going to miss her smile. I'm going to miss her loving heart. I'm going to miss her hugs. You made such an impact on my life, and I wish I would have told you that more while you were still here. But here is my promise to you. I promise to work as hard as I can for you. I promise to try my best in school and everything else in between. I try as hard as I can for the rest of my life to live in your footsteps and make sure that people knew how incredible you were to me. I plan to do whatever it takes to make sure that you're proud of me, and everything that I accomplished will be because of your help and guidance that you will give me while you were still around. I love you so much, Miss Alina, and I will miss you more than words. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Emily Telefoni. I am in the seventh grade at Upleft Luna Primary. I am going to read a letter that I wrote for my godmother, Miss Delina. Dear Miss Delina, it's me, Emily. I'm writing this little letter with a lot of joy. I know you are here even if you cannot talk, but you can hear me. I miss you so much. I miss how you used to pick me up for Sunday morning and drop me off at church. I know I was not a perfect little girl that you always wanted me to be, but you will still love me anyways and provide me with everything that I need. I will always be grateful for everything you did to me, my family, and friends. Since you're gone, it's been tough to move on without you around. You meant a lot to me and my family. You were my hero. Thank you for everything. Take care.
Hello, my name is Indisaba Enoch, and I'm in the 9th grade at Townview SCM. It is an honor and privilege to pay tribute today to a very special person. Ms. Delina was everything to me. She was an amazing and caring person. She was always willing to do anything for me and my siblings and everybody else. For example, she helped me get into an amazing middle school and helped me get into an amazing high school, even though I never got the chance to tell her I got in. I've always asked myself, why would God take such an amazing person from our lives? But I know that she knew too that it was her time. They say that we don't appreciate what we have until we lose it. But we're here today to show that she was loved and appreciated. I'm going to miss her a lot. I loved her so much. I will cherish all the great memories we had and will carry her values with me. She will, even though blood makes a person a family, so does the love that she showed us and the love we had for her. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Devin Atukundira. I'm 16 years old and I'm a junior at Upleft Luna Prep. I first met Ms. Delina in the summer of 2014 while trying to apply to a charter school. I didn't realize what a spectacular person she was. She was the one who helped set me up for success by enrolling me to a charter school and providing me with any assistance I needed with my schoolwork. She dedicated most of her time dropping off and picking up African kids of all ages to and from school. I was fortunate and lucky to be one of those kids. I remember all the late nights that I used to call her to come and pick me up from my basketball games, and she would show up 100% of the time. Not one time did she complain. I sometimes question myself, how did I get so lucky to have someone that puts all her needs, including her job, on hold just to make me happy? I will forever be grateful for having her in my life. Thank you, Ms. Delina. We love you and take care of yourself.
And now we'll have the remembrance. The Cefalli Choir, please come. The second scripture comes from Matthew as well, Matthew 11. Come to me, all you who are weary, all you who are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The call to celebrate that we read today was written by Dolina's son, Joe. It was a way of revealing some of the different facets of Dolina Westergaard, because even though we know how much she loved children, there were so many different sides of Dolina. Joe, from first grade on, was in the boys' choir, Texas Boys Choir, and during elementary, he discovered there was a concert that he felt he just had to attend. And he called his mother at work to say they just had to go to this concert. She wasn't feeling well at all. And she said she probably couldn't go and they probably couldn't go together. But somehow, Dolina pulled it all together, and they went to a concert that changed their lives. And so it was that Joe went off 6th, 7th, and 8th grade to New Jersey to be at the Boys Choir School and experience what Joe called a spiritual experience you couldn't even imagine. When I was reading the obituary of Delina, my husband said, I've never read one like that. That is beautiful. And if you recall, it started, Delina Westergaard was known to work late on Fridays. And it wasn't unusual to find the Dallas County Assistant District Attorney working well past 10. She was a regular on weekends, but she always got her work done. When I came to the hospital that last time and walked in before her surgery, there were flowers there that had just arrived, and she said, I don't know who those are from, and I read the card, and I said, Larry Lassiter. And she said, oh, he's my opposing side in the case that is coming up next week. We love each other. And that's who Delina was. Very smart. As you read, she argued a case before the Supreme Court and used her breaks and her lunchtime to do all these things that you heard the children say. And that's a side that Delina, that we all knew. Then there was dance. There was academics, and then there was dance for all the students. She loved to read, as you've heard. My very first visit to her home almost seven years ago was a book review, and I could see all these books there. But Joe told me that he's pretty sure that there were over 100,000 books in that home because he began taking them into half-price books, and finally he thinks they paid him more than they pay you and me usually just to get him not to come back. She loved classic rock. She was funny. She even one time made a very stone-faced judge laugh. Our children's and youth minister, Christina Kavaner, said she was like the principal around here at Grace. She mentored Christina whenever Christina had a real problem or there arose a problem. She would fix it, but Christina said she never yelled, and more importantly, she never gave up. And when Christina finally thought, maybe we should be a little harsher, they would figure out another way instead to solve the problem. And my very first worship Sunday, I saw what was going to be the pattern. She got up from this area here, got all the children with her, lined them up, and they came through the receiving line. And at the time, a lot of them weren't looking me in the eye. But Delina would stand behind each one of them and say, hello, Pastor Judith. Now look her in the eye. Yes, ma'am. And that was the routine until they had it all down themselves and did that normally. So Joe said every day after he got back a few years ago, and they'd both come in from work, when she came in to talk about her day, she wanted to talk about the children. She loved it. She had a hand in all of their lives. And he said, her love made them believe in themselves, and I think you've heard that today. She mattered to all of them, and all of them mattered to her. And so in that article, it tells you that Christina and Joe guided the children a few weeks ago after Delina's death through a memorial service. And there were all sorts of projects. And the one that the paper reported on is the most beautiful. One child wrote, Delina equals love. And then another, I'm new because of your love. I was trying to find out how many children this year, just this year, that Delina had served, and I came up with 29. But Henry came to me early on, and he said, I had to take off work for 4 days just to inform all those other students that you don't know about. He said, you have no idea. And I want to say at this point a special thank you to Henry, whose picture of graduation years ago is on the back of our program, as well as others. because Henry worked with all of these children and made this it possible for them to give so beautifully their testimony about Dolina. Mary Todd told me, she said, you know, she was very active in UMW until she began working with children. And there was no time left. It was the Cambodians and it was the Africans. And she came to us and said, you know I was treasurer, I need to withdraw. And she said, so we let her, but we never withdrew her. Dolina had an everlasting wonder of life. It was authentic. She loved travel. She loved Scotland, as you heard. She loved the rolling hills and the old castles, that whole world. She served on a mission team to Guatemala. She loved Spain and Granada and Gibraltar. She went scuba diving with stingrays and one of her favorite authors. Everywhere they traveled, said Joe, she had that feeling of wonder about life. She loved visiting Joe in London, Trafalgar Square. She went to Oxford and ate at the Eagle and Child bar and sat right where Tolkien sat, in his spot. Adam came in and out while Dolina was there for those 3 weeks. And even though she was had not regained conscience, he said the most wonderful prayers with Dolina and had the most wonderful conversations that the nurses remarked about. And then an angel named Carolyn would slip in and sometimes do a dream spa. But Mary McLeod and I got to be really good buddies during this time. You know, Mary's a nurse, and so I went to her for all the medical stuff, and we would go there and spend a lot of time, as did Joe and Christina. And so the other day we were talking, and she said, you know, all that time I felt really good about being there because it was like she was with us, she was watching us. And that's the way I felt. I felt like she was watching me rather than I was watching her. It was there in her presence. But Mary said, I do want people to know that Dolina was not just about the children. She and Mary got to be very good friends, and they shared things with one another, who they were. They were vulnerable, and it was a gift. Ella Foss and I text back and forth so many times, so many times. How is our sister? How is our mother? Ella Foss would say from long away in his truck. And one night, the night that Dolina died, I looked at my text just right after that, a couple of hours, and I had a message with all these broken hearts around it. And Ella Foss said, we have lost our mother and our sister. What are we going to tell our children? And I wrote back and said, Ella Foss, how did you know? And he said, I was praying about 11:30 and I had a dream. And then Henry texted me and I knew. That very same night, at about the same time, Giselle and her mother, before they heard the news, each had a dream, and they woke up to tell each other the dream. They had the exact same dream. Here was Dolina, young, dressed up in white, very willowy, smiling, and she came to them and she said, I'm going home, and she smiled. And she was happy. Josephine said to her one time, Dolina, Miss Dolina, how can you do all of these things for us for free? And Dolina said, because God told me to. What could Josephine say to that? So Melinda told me that when Josephine was helping her little sister with some work that sometimes Dolina would help her with, and they were texting back and forth, Melinda wrote back to her and she said, you know, Josephine, what we're all going to have to do? We're all going to have to get in there and do the little pieces of things that we can do that Dolina did. And then it's going to be multiplying, kind of like the load.